Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I can lay in bed at night and smell the smell of burning horse manure.
I mean, she drank almost the whole entire bottle of Fireball.
Here we go. It's weekend review time. Kiefer
and
Madness.
And I respect anybody who can drink almost an entire bottle of Fireball.
That's a lot. It's too much cinnamon. Too much.
Cinnamon!
Cinnamon! Oh, we'll get there, Dale.
Spoiler. Foreshadowing, should I say.
Maybe that's how I landed on that. I don't know. We begin. Well, first we should say our longtime producer, Andy, is going to be staying with the guys in the afternoon. So we want to
We will miss him.
We are certainly going to miss
Loved
him.
Love working with him. He is among the best I've ever worked with ever in
30-plus
years of radio.
And if I may, going to miss Andy more than I am.
That's true. You spent a lot of time with him over the last 6 months or whatever.
8 months.
8 months.
We just about made 8 months.
Time flies is what it is. But yeah, Andy's been great. We'll still see him every day, so that's good. But we also we know where his loyalty lies.
Yeah, we're going to see how quickly – we're going to see where – Andy's loyalty gravitates towards.
Yeah.
I mean, he was Ordway's producer for a long period of time. I'm sure that's, you know, he's probably going to hate me. You're probably going to hate me, Andy. I'll probably just get this out in the way right now. Like, all the producers end up hating me for some reason.
Yeah.
Even though I'm the most loyal, I'm the most dedicated and most understanding of their position. Lou, he's indifferent for the most part.
Yeah.
And Ordway, you know, he's the pushy bastard.
What does it matter?
We're going to get some lessons in here. We're going to get some sound lessons. We're going to go over a few things.
Oh, you're going to give us
a lesson?
Are you going
to keep Ordway in line again now?
Wait, it's been a while
since you two have been together. Because he thinks he can control you.
There's going to be some rough patches, I believe.
Wait,
oh,
so
really?
You're saying you're going to give us lessons?
Yeah.
You're going to bring us to school.
I'm going to show you a few things about like the timing of the equipment and everything. And
oh,
how
so
it works
wait, in there?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care about how the sausage is made. Just get the sound.
Oh, this is not going
to
go well.
I think they're off to a pretty rough start, to be honest.
Glenn knows, although Glenn sometimes is also a bit unrealistic with his expectations.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I worked with Glenn for a year. He thinks there's magical sound all the time.
And that it just appears.
There's a quote in a newspaper.
It and it just appears.
Yeah. Quote in a newspaper, get the sound.
I read
it. It doesn't exist. Yeah. No, I read it. It's out there.
It's in there. Can you play it? Just can you play it for us? I thought on Tuesday, Dale, we had a very important conversation. You know, this dates back to Tom Brady, his shirtless picture that was out there. But I said, you know what? What if you lined up all the quarterbacks?
Fine.
You know what I would like to see, and I'm probably not alone here, is all 32 starting quarterbacks shirtless, side by side by side by side by side by side by side. Would you not want to see that?
Well, you know, it's funny. As you were saying it, I didn't
all shirtless quarterbacks. So you get a good idea.
I didn't look at Rossi. I looked at Lucy.
That's
kind of sexist.
Wouldn't you?
See?
Wouldn't
that be a nice photo?
Yeah.
But you, think,
you might be underwhelmed, though. They might all have dad bods. Who knows?
And I don't know if Brady would actually look good compared to like younger guys that are probably
but like you think like Matt Stafford is ripped?
No, of course Matt Stafford's not the example I would start with.
He's one of the starting quarterbacks. Is
he looks
he not?
Like a bassist of a cover band.
Do you think
like
any starting quarterbacks are ripped?
Cover band?
I don't think I heard that the first time.
Good.
Ross. That was a good line.
Now I got to admit, we did a little research that day. We were pulling up shirtless photos of quarterbacks.
We sure were.
And I got to tell you, I was a little underwhelmed.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I thought Russell Wilson must look ripped. Eh, not so much.
It's not a great
Jimmy G must be ripped.
No,
not so much.
Not really. These guys, I'm telling you.
The last ripped quarterback was a terrible quarterback. Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Tebow was ripped. He was.
I bet you.
You think Aaron Rodgers is like shredded?
Mariota. I bet you he's
Marcus Mariota?
Cam Newton might be.
Shredded?
Well,
I doubt it.
I don't think any quarterback has a six-pack. I don't think it goes with their workouts. But I think that they may be more toned than what Brady looked like in that photo.
Like Ben Roethlisberger shirtless?
Yeah.
Like Andy Dalton, I don't think he's...
We got it. We know what you're saying.
You want to see these guys? Come on. Tannehill? Josh McCown? You want to see a shirtless
Sam
Josh
Darnold.
McCown? Sam Darnold? Come on. These guys are gross. Yeah, every one of them. Gross.
Jared Goff.
Philip Rivers?
No.
Come on. Eli Manning shirtless?
How about Russell Wilson?
Maybe. Yeah, Russell.
I think he's soft. I think he's got some.
Yeah. I bet he is a little doughy. I bet he's doughy.
I mean, first of all, the fact that you both said doughy is. But yeah, we looked it up.
We're right. Not great. Drew Brees.
Listen to us talking about people who are doughy.
I mean, Garoppolo's. Well, if we takes one to know one, Dale. I can say whatever I want. So then we got onto the conversation about, for some reason, how much would you need to get paid to step into an octagon, right? To step in there in an octagon. And then you know how it then turns, you know, the text line is saying, what about Paige Van Zandt? For people who don't know who that is, she's a very attractive UFC fighter. And then that sort of led to a different conversation as well, Dale, about certain things, you know. I mean, that's fun for really only so long. And then it's that really hurts.
Whoa.
Oh, that is a problem.
What exactly is our safe word again?
Cinnamon! 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 Like, we didn't go over this ahead of time. It's not cinnamon. I'm going to break your other arm. Get over here. No tap outs. $1 million, no tap outs.
That's more like
that's what you got to do. No tap outs, yeah. You all right? No tap out. Is your word not cinnamon? Did I share too much?
No. You found out. You found out Dale safe.
I killed Dale. Dale's dead now. He just thinks like, it's too close to home. Stop saying cinnamon.
I just picture Keith yelling, cinnamon!
I just assumed that was everybody's word. I guess not. It's all right. I'll have to change my word now.
Where
everybody's
that
on
word
me.
Come from?
Cinnamon? None of your business, Dale, where that came from, all right?
Like you're in the ring with Mario Batali or something.
Yeah, sometimes the lovemaking starts in the kitchen, and then you go from there.
Crocs on.
Crocs on. Yeah.
I do not. I assume you're very comfortable, but I'm no good.
I'm going to need a moment.
Okay.
By the way, I'm in here laughing now.
Still.
Listening to it. Keith.
Cinnamon! Now, Ross, there's an update on Crocs, by the way. You're a big Crocs guy.
I broke the news to him this week.
That's a sad day. That was so depressing. But Crocs is potentially going. They're actually going out of business. They're selling the brand.
No.
Long story short,
merger?
I'm hoping. Sometimes that helps, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. But I'm hoping this means they're going to be at like Bed Bath & Beyond for like $5.
Oh, they might be just giving them away.
That's what you're going to look for. Like, if Building 19 still exists or whatever the equivalent is.
Or they're going to come off with some like ripoff of them, too.
Oh, those are already out there.
Oh, are they?
Not the same.
There are rip-off Crocs?
Yeah, they're called Frocks. They Crocs.
Cricks.
Cricks. You got a pair of Cricks? Yeah, they're terrible. So speaking of sad things, Wednesday was our last interview with Alex Cora. He's going to maintain his 2:30 time slot, so he'll be joined by he'll be joining OMF on
next.
Well, I don't know, but it started out a little emotional this past Wednesday.
How are you guys?
Good to see you, Dale.
See you guys next week. Will
you remember me? Do you guys have to worry about hand, foot, and mouth disease? It seems to be going around the league.
Oh, no, hopefully not.
All right, good. Spanish soap opera on the right-hand side and the game in the left-hand side. It was like, wow, that's how you do it.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun, and we've become friends, which, again, I would not have imagined that being the case. Going to miss you, but like Dale said, you're not going to be far.
So that's what? That was the montage that we put together leading into
Rossi's leaving the room.
I don't know what Rossi wants. He's not doing a great job communicating with me right now. He's looking at me.
Doesn't work.
Oh, you can't talk into my headset? Because you were trying to give me sign language. Full disclosure, don't know sign language. I don't know what you were doing back there.
Can we just say it over the air?
Yes.
We're going to kill the OMF response to this.
Thank you.
For time purposes.
Great.
We're not dying here, you know. We're just switching day parts
Come
next
on.
Week. I didn't realize this was going to be so emotional,
this
Alex.
Is, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm becoming emotional right now. Hey, one thing for sure, and I know how it works, you know, like people try to like, let's say, you know, if we start struggling, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. But now we have an excuse because now if this changes and other people start interviewing me and we start struggling, We're going to point at those guys. That is their struggles, not ours. You know, they jinx it.
We're going to blame Lou Maloney.
That's a great point. At the time of this interview, 80-34, best record in the majors. Yeah. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
And by the way, since then, 1-1.
1-1. Good point. So something to keep an eye on here. Just the best record in baseball. They're just rolling. Dale, on Wednesday, the same day as Alex Cora, this, later on in the program, we spoke with a gentleman named Larry in New Hampshire. Not my biggest fan, for some reason.
I think you're overstating it a little.
Maybe. Now, this also, I'll admit, maybe not my finest moment, but let's take a listen to the call from Larry.
Larry's in New Hampshire. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Dale. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Dale, I've been listening to you since you were Eddie Antleman. Couldn't stand that show. Not a big hater of you.
Let me stop that right there.
Not a big hater of you?
Right out of the gate. He's dating himself. He's saying, you know, he's been listening to the station
with
for a very long
Eddie,
time.
Yeah,
he listens to Eddie. He doesn't have a real problem with you, but I bet
I'm not a big hater of you.
No, I bet there's a problem in there somewhere.
Not a big hater of you, but I am a big hater of your new partner. I cannot stand Keith at all.
What's the biggest problem, Larry?
Everything out of your mouth.
Yeah, you disagree with it all.
If you shut up, Larry.
So here's your problem. You don't agree with things that I say, so you just hate everything I say?
I don't agree with anything you say.
No, so you hate people who you don't agree with. Got it.
No.
That's what you said, Larry.
Anyway, I just hate you.
Why?
But
give me a good reason. Larry, you there? Larry, I know you seem a little slow, but that's all right. We got time.
Here you go.
What?
You shut up and listen to people. And let them speak.
I know, but when you speak so slow, like, it's really difficult for, like, I know listeners are probably turning it off. It's tough. Shut up. But give me one reason why you hate me. Let's hear it.
Like I just said, because you don't shut up and listen to people.
Shut up for a second, Larry. I will give you 30 uninterrupted seconds.
Shut up.
I want you. Larry, I'm going to give you 30. Here's the one rule, Larry. The one rule. You can't say the word. Shut up, Larry. You can't say the words. Shut up. I'm going to give you 30 seconds starting now.
Shut up.
Nope, you already lost, Larry. God, we're going to start over. You can't say the term shut up. That's all you've said so far. I'm going to give you 30 seconds, but you got to promise you can't say shut up. Ready?
I'm not
3, 2, 1, go.
I'm not promising nothing to you because I will tell you to shut up.
No. Oh, my God, Larry. I'm giving you 30 seconds of prime afternoon drive radio. I won't be able to give that out for another I have 3 more days to do that. We're gonna try it one last time. And
good.
Go.
Good luck on your demotion. I am so psyched you got it. See ya.
You have 10 more seconds, Larry. Larry, you have 10 more seconds.
I'm off.
Oh, my God.
That's what I wanted to say.
You killed it. Larry, great call. Rack 'em.
That was Larry.
Hope Larry calls on Monday.
That was our guy, Larry.
I hate you.
You think we will? No,
Can I point out something to Larry? Just a tiny little thing.
Go ahead.
If the money's the same, it's not a demotion. You know, if they don't mess with your money,
he doesn't get that part.
It's not a demotion. It's a change of hours. Job Larry works at, if they change his hours, but they don't, you know, mess with his money, they change his hours.
Yeah,
I would assume he wouldn't consider himself being demoted, right?
Not a big hater of you.
Well, maybe now.
He's not a big hater of you. Kyle in New Hampshire followed that one up.
Kyle's in New Hampshire. Uh-oh. Another New Hampshire. Hey, that's Kyle, right. How you doing?
I hope you don't let Larry tarnish the good name of the rest of us up here in the Shire that listen to you guys.
I never would, Kyle.
You do know where Keith's from, right?
It's tax-free. Beautiful, beautiful Granite State.
Yeah, damn right.
We had a ton of
damn
New Hampshire
right.
callers. They came out of the woodwork.
We seem to be huge in New Hampshire.
By the way, tough loss for Gosstown today. Tough loss in the Little League.
I'm sure right now there's a 12-year-old who's still sobbing.
Probably. And I bet they caught it on camera.
Oh,
because that's
guaranteed.
What they do on ESPN.
Was it Little Rhodey came back and beat them, huh?
Yes, they did, Dale. Still fresh. Still fresh.
Okay.
Last thing we have for you on Thursday, we had a gentleman named Bob who called in, and I was a little worried about him.
Bob's in New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
New Hampshire again?
Oh,
this guy
man.
Was also New Hampshire? I think it's just a gag at this point. Every single guy that calls in is from New Hampshire.
Bob's in New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
What's up, Bob? Bobby! Bob! Whoa! Hey, Bob, you all right?
Bob.
Bob. Bob, 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 Bob.
Oh, I'm afraid Bob might not be
Bob.
With us anymore.
This was the same Bob.
I'm calling you.
Hey, what, Bob? You were calling us. What's up?
Bob left the car.
Bob, what do you need?
He just got run down by a UPS truck.
Bob, are you screaming at somebody? I think he might be road rage. Is he screaming at somebody in front of him? Or is he talking to us?
Oh, no, Bob's back. Go. Can you go back to one? Bob's back. I swear. Bob!
Yes! Oh,
yes! You all right?
Hi.
What happened?
Good
there?
Afternoon.
What happened?
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was up the parking lot.
We know.
Oh, was somebody screaming at you? What happened?
My wife.
Oh, well, we've all been there, Bob.
Montana had a great, every best player there was, so did everybody else. But
right.
That's beside the point.
Right.
The question is, I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback now.
Bob, are you on the world's longest left turn?
Is
going
his hands
here?
Free?
If you can let me say.
Oh, okay.
So, let him talk. Yeah, yeah.
And when the Patriots won the Super Bowl against Seattle lost.
Oh, come on.
What an eventful
just
call.
For the record, that was not us.
That was not us. We don't control that. That was Rossi. Rossi's got full control over that now.
Over that.
That was pretty good.
Well, for the moment.
Yes. Well, true.
Who knows?
Ringing endorsement there.
Who's to say?
That will wrap things up for us as far as Afternoon Drive is concerned. We will switch our hours to 10 to 2 next week. And not much is going to change as far as the show is concerned. It'll have a little different sound.
A little different sound. It's going to be, no, you know what?
No, we're okay.
I vow, Dale, it's going to be better. We are going to take this opportunity to improve the program.
We're going
to
hit the reset button.
Yes.
We're going to go from here, and I'm looking forward to
Me
it.
Me too.
So, Everkeef is up next. Oh, I forgot about the emotional last Everkeef.
It's a series finale of Everkeef. We'll take you up to Red Sox baseball. Thank you, Jason. We might just play this under the entire episode. We are going to thank all of the co-hosts, all of the people who have filled in for Mutt.
Well,
hopefully, we have enough time.
Why, thank you,
Dale. Please. You're going to be on there. Yeah?
Thank you.
You're going to be on there.
You're welcome.
Okay.
We'll see you guys Monday, 10 o'clock, down at Gillette Stadium. Bye.
Because you don't shut up and listen to people.
Cinnamon.
Gah, blah.
Because you don't shut up and listen to people. I cannot stand Keith at all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.